We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Beer here back in the Fantasy Bar. Six of my favorite plays for week 9 on FanDuel and DraftKings, including a few of my favorite mid-range and value plays. What game am I going to be stacking up, and what running back am I going to have in a majority of my lineups? Belly up to the Fantasy Bar and find out. Welcome in, guys. Beers Daily Fantasy 6-Pack Week 9. Good to be back here once again in the friendly confines of the Fantasy Bar, talking FanDuel and talking DraftKings with six guys fresh off the tap for you, as always. Now, before we get into Week 9, guys, do me a favor on YouTube. Guys, click that thumbs up button. That's the tip jar here in the Fantasy Bar. Helps us out a lot over at RotoGrinders, and I greatly appreciate it. Also, make sure you subscribe to the channel and get notified when these videos are coming out. Now, let's take a quick look back, as always, like we do here in the Fantasy Bar at Week 8. And obviously, Dalvin Cook, the headliner here, not a victory lap guy, not going to take a victory lap on that one. Why? Because the rest of the six-pack, honestly, very ho-hum. We didn't get the revenge we thought we'd get out of Le'Veon Bell. My flashback to try to make AJ Green work didn't work either. And the rest of the six-pack, pretty ho-hum. So, hopefully, Dalvin Cook matched up with your research. You had some exposure there, but I am ready to turn the page here to Week 9. That's exactly what we're going to do, and we're going to go right back to the running back position, not with Dalvin Cook, although I do like him a lot this week. We're going to go to the mid-range with Antonio Gibson of the Washington football team against the Giants. Almost slipped the Redskins in there on you, but the football team here for Washington, but I love this spot here for Antonio Gibson. Coming off a bye, we saw him have his most productive game as a pro in that game before the bye against that woeful Cowboys defense. And I know that was a big part of it, but 20 carries in that game. And I know he's been splitting pretty much 50-50 on the snaps with J.D. McKissic, but did out-carry him 20-5 in that game. Would like to see more usage in the passing game here out of a guy who played some wide receiver in college. And I know McKissic kind of steals some of that away. But the point is, if he's going to get 20 carries here in a home matchup against the Giants, I'm very interested under 6K on DraftKings, just a tad over 6K on FanDuel. This guy's been a touchdown maker. 4 games of the past 6, he has found the end zone here. So the Giants done pretty well against the run here. And I'm seeing very minimal ownership here. We get a guy at home as a favorite. We don't get to say that very often here with Washington, but a guy think we know the upside is there. The ownership will be very minimal. Antonio Gibson going to lead us off here in Week 9. All right, let's stay in the cheap seats at wide receiver. We're going to go to Pittsburgh. We're going to roll with Deontay Johnson against the Cowboys. So I think what's going to happen here each and every week with these Steelers pass catchers, you never know who it's going to be. You know, you got Chase Claypool having big weeks. We have Juju Smith-Schuster coming into the year, was the alpha. We have Deontay Johnson, who we've seen, when healthy, be the most productive of these three. So we definitely know we want some exposure here. I'm expecting James Conner to be heavily owned at the running back position so we can find some leverage here against this awful Cowboys D, like we mentioned. And I think this is the spot to do it with. And sometimes it's as simple as me as who's the cheapest of the three, and I think who will be the lowest owned of the three. And I think Deontay Johnson checks both of those boxes, and he's the lowest price on both FanDuel and DraftKings. So you're getting great value here. And a guy we've seen, like I said, when he's in the lineup, he's been the most productive of these receivers. Really only one bad game when he's played through a whole game. Other than that, it's generally 10 to 12 targets a game. And this Dallas team has had no issues allowing production to this position. 6 most fantasy points allowed two wide receivers. So again, James Conner probably going to be very chalky here. This Pittsburgh passing game will definitely have some ownership because of this matchup. But Deontay Johnson, the guy I think will fall through the cracks, the cheapest of the three, and potentially the lowest owned, the guy I'm targeting the most here against the Dallas Cowboys. All right, let's go to the quarterback position. A lot of great options this week. We're going to go with Justin Herbert of the Chargers. Now, this guy for a rookie, been very, very impressive. Him and Joe Burrow just continue to smash each and every week. In fact, Herbert, three or more touchdowns now in each of the last four games, 14 total touchdowns. Now, we got to throw last week away, that windy game. I'm not looking at Baker Mayfield stats here, but I am looking at the season overall in the Raiders. Eighth most fantasy points allowed to the quarterback position. That includes those numbers from Mayfield. So it wasn't so windy. This number could be even worse for the Raiders. And we also know Justin Herbert gives you some sneaky rushing upside as well. So you raise the floor. The ceiling has been there. Vegas, third most rushing touchdowns allowed to the quarterback position. So just a little bonus there on Justin Herbert. But the numbers have been phenomenal here. This game, a massive total over 50. A game I want a ton of exposure to. And the main piece I want is Justin Herbert of the Chargers. All right, who do we pair him up with? A lot of options here. We're going to go wide receiver Mike Williams as that pairing here against the Raiders. Now, I love Keenan Allen here as well, no doubt. And I don't even mind the double stack here. I think there's enough production and enough volume for both of these guys to go around. But Keenan Allen checking in as one of the highest owned receivers on the week here. So let's either do the double stack, which a lot of people don't like doing, or better yet, let's just go with Mike Williams here on his own. We know that Raiders defense has struggled against the pass. We talked about it with Justin Herbert, but 27 in DVOA this season against the pass are the Raiders, and we've seen huge spike games out of Mike Williams, including big 30-point game against the Saints, 20 in that game last week. So he's a guy we know can go big on the salary, a 5, a 6, a 7x return here in a potential shootout. Love the pairing of Justin Herbert and big Mike Williams here against Las Vegas. All right, who do we run it back with? I like that game so much. We're going to stay there for one more play. We're going to go to tight end and run it back with Darren Waller of the Raiders. So he's the guy I want on the other side. You know, I think some Josh Jacobs is probably in play here as well. Some people may try to target Henry Ruggs. Okay with that, but Waller, really the guy that stands out and the guy I want to go back to. Again, we kind of tossed last week out, not taking much out of that game with 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds. This is a guy getting a ton of targets in this offense, and even in that win game, saw 6 targets, but averaging almost 9 targets a game, he is the alpha here in this offense. And against this Chargers defense, this is a position I want to attack. The Chargers have really had troubles with the tight end position, bottom 10 in fantasy points allowed so far this season. Price is fair. Yes, normally we want a cheap tight end, and there are certainly some options out there, but if we're stacking this game, Waller the guy I want to run it back with. Again, prices are fair. Matchup is there. Darren Waller, my favorite tight end here in week 9. All right, it's time to take a look at my favorite play for week 9. But before we do that, guys, as always, the Beast of the Week contest rolls on, absolutely free to play. Make sure you hit that thumbs up button. All you have to do, get in the comment section of the video and guess fantasy points on DraftKings for my Beast of the Week. The closest guess will win themselves either a free week of RotoGrinders Premium, and that's going to give you access to everything, and not only football, it's going to give you some golf as well. We got some big tournaments coming up, so get a chance to peek behind the curtain there if you're not a member, or if you already are a loyal subscriber, and we thank you for that, we'll send you a free Roto Grinders t-shirt. So without further ado, let's take a look. My favorite play for week 9, Noah Max, Beast of the Week. All right, Beast time. We owe you one more running back. Again, Dalvin Cook, kind of an easy automatic play. Love him in this spot against the Lions. We're going to go to Arizona. We're going to go with Chase Edmonds, this week's Beast of the Week. Absolutely love this spot for Chase Edmonds. Been a truther of his for many, many years. Big fan in Dynasty. Pretty much own him in every Dynasty league I'm in, but we're not going to let that bleed into the analysis here of Chase Edmonds. All we have to do is look at the matchup. Miami, dead last, 32nd in DVOA this season against the run. You get a guy that's at home as a favorite here, a guy that's getting a lot of targets in this offense. I mean, we're talking 6 or more targets for him in 3 of the last 4 games. And those targets came with Kenyon Drake in the lineup. So we take him away, and I'm not expecting Edmonds to get 100% of the work here. I do think Eno Benjamin will mix in a little bit, but we're going to get a guy that's going to get a massive uptick in his workload, a guy that's given us 20 fantasy points on DraftKings twice in the last 3 weeks, and he only got 8 carries combined in those 2 games. Think about that for a minute. Let's give him 15 carries here in this game. Let's give him those 6-plus targets, and I see 30-point upside here for Chase Edmonds, making him easily my favorite play for Week 9 in this week's Beast of the Week. All right, guys, that wraps up for Week 9 in the Fantasy Bar. If you have any comments, questions, feedback, hit me up in that comment section. Don't forget, fantasy points on DraftKings for Chase Edmonds for your shot at some free RG Premium or a free Roto Grinders t-shirt. Guys, can also head over to Twitter and follow me at BeerMakersFan for RotoGrinders.com. I am Beer saying salut. Best of luck this week, guys. Thank you, as always, for watching. Let's get them thumbs up going, guys. Thank you in advance for that. Good luck, and we'll see you.
Hey, thanks for checking out our videos. If you want more expert advice on DraftKings, FanDuel, or any other daily fantasy sports, make sure you check out the current videos playlist.